With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. The Ontario government presents its budget for 2024 tomorrow, and it's expected to focus on helping cities and towns meet their housing targets. Last week, it announced another $1.8 billion for infrastructure, including $1 billion for housing. The Globe and Mail says we shouldn't expect it to cut the deficit, though. That was projected at $5.3 billion last fall. It's been a slow recovery for tourism after the pandemic, and it's ongoing. Destination Ontario's health check shows border crossings increased 53% last year from the year before, but they were still 22% lower than before the pandemic. Meanwhile, hotels in southwestern Ontario are also recovering. The occupancy rate was 64.3% last year. It was 62% before the pandemic. Amherstburg and Essex are ready to present conceptual plans for Coan Park to the public. They're holding a public meeting tomorrow night at the McGregor Community Center. The plans are based on previous public feedback, and that started back in 2022. Hosting a new Hydro One transmission line means Lakeshore can fund community projects in Cumber. That includes a new park with a dog park, replacing community signage, streetscaping on Main Street, and a pollinator garden. $5,000 will also help fund this year's fireworks at the Cumber Fair. Stellantis has recalled more than 10,000 Dodge Chargers and Chrysler 300s. It's the airbags. They're defective. The model years affected are from 2018 to 2021. The airbags can explode, sending metal fragments flying. Four men accused in the concert hall attack in Moscow appeared in court yesterday. The Associated Press says two pled guilty. Russia held a national day of mourning for the 137 people who died in Friday's attack. Israel has informed the UN it will no longer approve UNRWA food convoys to northern Gaza. The UN Palestinian Refugee Agency calls it an intentional move to aggravate a man-made famine. Reuters says the agency's been in crisis since Israel accused some of its staff of taking part in the October 7th attack. The upcoming solar eclipse doesn't just present a risk to your eyes, but on the roads too. Stephen Pellerin with the International Astronomical Union says road safety is going to be an issue on April 8th.
I would suggest leaving, earlier than mid-morning and trying to get down there and make a day of it, because it will be pretty crazy. I've been through other eclipses, and this is always what happens.
Between 3:12 and 3:15 that afternoon, the moon will block the sun. And at the Junos last night, Charlotte Cardin took home Pop Album of the Year. Tegan and Sarah won the 2024 Humanitarian Award, and the Beaches won Rock Album of the Year. 4-3 for the Vipers over London, while Leamington lost to Milton 3-1. The Leafs lost to Carolina 2-1. The Windsor Express fell to Sudbury in basketball. 115-108. The Pistons lost to New Orleans 114-101. And in spring training yesterday, the Tigers beat the Rays 3-2, but the Jays lost to the Phillies 2-0. Up to 13 today with sun and cloud, windy too. Windy tonight with showers down to 7, and windy tomorrow with a chance of showers and 13 again. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.